This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 8:30 in the morning. You are listening to Lynn and Sharmila. Yes, yes. It's okay to have your own identity, Sharmila. You don't have to identify as a not Lynn unless you want to.
I kind of want to. I feel a bit left out. But Sharmila, for now.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. We'll swap. We'll see how we feel. Okay. So that was... I just really want to say this. The song you just heard was Echo Beach by Martha and the Muffins, which I think is my favorite band name of all time. Never heard of them before and now in love. Anyways, so like we said, today we're going to be talking you through the news of yesterday, keeping you abreast of what is going on today, analyzing it throughout, and also asking for your reactions to hear from you. Those numbers are 018-789-8899 if you want to WhatsApp, and you can also tweet us at BFM Radio. So now we're joined on the line by Terence Fernandez, who is a columnist at The Star, as well as a communications consultant. Terence, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
So, first things first, what were your immediate reactions, you know, to the news of yesterday? How do you feel about it?
Well, I guess I feel the same way as everyone else. To begin with, confusion. I think we are all still confused over the exact numbers of MPs backing both Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin and Dr. Mahathir. I mean, the numbers keep fluctuating even as we speak, like a broken thermostat. So we still don't know who's backing whom. Even the king is unsure. If you read the palace statement from 2 days ago, where it states that Tan Sri Muhyiddin may, which I quote, mungkin, have the support of the majority of parliament. So it's quite unorthodox for the palace to offer the premiership to a party or an individual whom it itself is unsure of holding the support of the majority. I'm also angry that the people's mandate on May 9th, 2018 is being dishonored. I'm upset that the new leadership is working with a party whose leaders are accused of aiding and abetting kleptocracy and corruption, and in some cases themselves charged with committing these acts. I'm concerned that the new government will also include PAS, which may mean a more right-wing and Islamist-centric. Not Islamic. I have no issues with Islamic. Having been brought up in Kelantan under the administration of Tok Guru Nik Aziz, I have no issues with that. But a more right-wing and Islamist-centric policies. Muhyiddin, Tan Sri Muhyiddin, due respect to him, is not known globally like Tun Mahathir or Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. And I think the markets will react unfavorably tomorrow in reaction to his appointment.
Mm. Who would you attribute responsibility to this current predicament that we are all collectively in?
All in one voice, Mahathir. Look, you know, his wish to hold on to power for as long as he can, providing an indefinite or vague timeline for stepping down, is one. His reluctance to honour the Pakatan Harapan Agreement in 2018 of handing over the reins to Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim after a certain amount of time. Last week he, throwing a tantrum and quitting as prime minister and creating a vacancy at the top and giving an opportunity to others like Tan Sri Muhyiddin to stake a claim to the premiership. I have no issues with Tan Sri Muhyiddin individually, but the fact that he's working with people I'm uncomfortable with, that many of the rakyat are uncomfortable with, I would blame it on Tun Mahathir for opening the door, the back door, if you have it, for this to happen.
So, Terence, how would you gauge public sentiment towards all this? Already, you know, there was a protest last night at Dataran Merdeka with more than 100 people participating. So, how do you think it's going to look over the next few days?
Well, I think, I know that there are calls to have a street protest of Bersih proportions, and I don't blame people for wanting to take to the streets like they did during Dato' Sri Najib's administration, because people feel that they've been robbed of their vote. You know, don't forget, in 2018, you know, there was a movement that was galvanized for Malaysians from, you know, overseas to come home and get their votes back. And after 2 years, you know, we have attempts to disrespect their vote. So, and at the same time, public sentiment is one, but public will also continue to question the numbers because, like I said earlier, the numbers keep fluctuating. I know, I mean, there's a mad scramble to prevent Tan Sri Muhyiddin swearing in 2 hours' time by presenting, by Dr. Mahathir and Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim in presenting a list of 114 to 116 MPs to the palace. There is a suggestion to bus all these MPs to the Istana to convince the Agong of Dr. Mahathir's numbers physically, because, like I say, the numbers keep changing. So this drama is not going to end at 10:30 today. It's going to continue. If Tan Sri Muhyiddin's swearing goes through, which is the most likely scenario, you know, he could go down as the shortest serving prime minister, as he may face a no confidence vote when parliament reconvenes on March 9. So I guess, you know, ultimately the people's voice will be heard, lah. I mean, eventually, because I think this impasse will only be resolved through the dissolution of parliament and the calling for snap elections. I know people like Dato' Sri, Dato' Ambiga Srinivasan has said that we cannot afford a snap election, which is going to cost about 700 million ringgit. And we will also disenfranchise the 7 million new voters who are registered but yet to be gazetted. The only people who can provide clarity to what's going on in the country today are us, the people, the rakyat themselves. So I think we're going to see a solution at the ballot box.
Mm. And, you know, the names that we're mentioning, right? Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, Tun Dr. Mahathir, Anwar Ibrahim, these are all people who have been around forever. You know, they have dominated our political landscape for a very long time. Do you think we will continue to see these same few faces, the same key players, you know, at the top level of politics in our country for some time?
I think they'll be around for a short span of time. I think we will be seeing new leaders coming up in the next few months. I always said one of the biggest sins of the Pakatan Harapan government is not providing a clear succession plan. You know, who after Mahathir? Yes, Anwar. But who after Anwar was kind of unclear. I mean, at one time it was supposed to be Dato' Sri Azmin, but now that he has jumped ship, we don't know if that's going to happen. But yes, you are right. It's that, you know, for the last 20 odd years, we've been talking about the same people. Maybe it's time to get fresh blood, to look for new people who can new leadership. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who can. But the only problem is, at this moment, this next batch of leaders themselves are playing a game of chess and switching alliances and allegiances. So if you ask me at this point in time, I don't see a second echelon of leaders, only because the top leadership itself is very weak.
Mm. And of course, as it stands right now, the Yang di-Pertuan Agong has announced Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as the next prime minister. What do you think the immediate moves by a Muhyiddin-led government will be? For instance, you know, you wrote about the possibility that a new AG might be appointed to replace Tommy Thomas, who has resigned.
Yes. Yes, I mean, Tan Sri Muhyiddin will have to form his cabinet, of course. And you know, I'm sure there's already a list that includes candidates from Sabah and Sarawak, which were essentially the kingmakers this time around. And of course, PAS and UMNO. I'm holding my breath to see who is going to be representing UMNO in Muhyiddin's cabinet. During the announcement of his premiership in his house, we did not see anybody who was accused of kleptocracy sitting around the table with him. So that's a good sign that Tan Sri Muhyiddin is listening to the sensitive to the feelings of the rakyat, and so I just hope that he continues to, he will make the right decision to bring everybody together. I mean, we've gone through a week of uncertainty. I mean, the market, the stock market itself, you know, has been responding negatively. So he has to put in place some form of stability, and that will come through his cabinet appointment. Yeah,
Terence, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
You just heard there from Terence Fernandez, a columnist at The Star, as well as communications consultant, giving his immediate reactions and impressions to the news of yesterday. After this, we're going to be speaking with Thomas Phan, the chairperson of Bersih 2.0, about the electoral process and the importance of democracy in all of this. But before that, we have a song that's really important in these times where all we're doing is counting. We have Feist with 1234 BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.